crowdsourcing the stimulus bill. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. President Obama is promising to use the website recovery.gov to track spending under the economic stimulus bill passed by the U.S. House and being considered by the Senate. But that website hasn't been built yet. Until then, you can follow requests for stimulus money coming from local governments on stimuluswatch.org. The new site relies on public contributions, a process sometimes called crowdsourcing, to help monitor spending after and if the stimulus bill is approved. Recipients of federal grants get user-edited wiki pages describing the project. Stimulus Watch is inviting public discussion and letting people vote on whether projects deserve money. Stimulus Watch creator Jerry Brito is a senior research fellow at George Mason University.
There are over 10,000 projects that have been proposed as worthy of funding from the stimulus bill. Now, if one person wanted to go through these 10,000, figure out what all these projects were, and figure out which ones were good ones and bad ones, et cetera, it would take them a lifetime. But if you get millions of eyeballs looking at these 10,000 projects, it would be a matter of minutes. So what we're trying to do is get as many folks as possible looking at these projects, and especially looking at projects in their locality that they actually know something about. Folks can very simply go to the site and very easily find their state and then drill down to their city and find out what projects their own local government have requested. If you see that it says, we want to repair this particular bridge or this section of downtown, you can say, yeah, I know that bridge is not doing very well. And maybe you're an engineer, and so then you can write in a little bit about that bridge. We really need that sort of help.
Pick an example that you might be familiar with of a project that you could read more about on Stimulus Watch and find out what locals are saying about it.
There's a project in San Diego, California, and that project was basically described only as Downtown Quiet Zone, and it requested $20 million for this Downtown Quiet Zone. And you're asking yourself, what the heck is a Downtown Quiet Zone, and why does it cost $20 million? Well, somebody in San Diego came to the project page and contributed to the wiki, and they explained, and quite comically they said, contrary to popular belief, this is not a project to hire out-of-work librarians and have them walk around downtown saying, shush. But is instead a proposal to reduce the number of intersections where trains have to blow their horns by reconfiguring those crossings. So very interesting. Somebody who knows something about this project writes in about it, gives us some context for it. Then there can be debate and discussion about whether this is useful or not, and then folks can vote on it.
So how do you hope to influence the process?
Well, what we hope to do is to help the president keep his pledge, which is to make sure that the stimulus money is spent on worthwhile investments that will have a return and not on pet projects or frivolous things. And so what a lot of folks don't understand is that, you know, all of the stimulus spending, all of these projects are not in the stimulus bill, right? There's not a line by line, every school, every bridge that will be repaired is not in the stimulus bill. What the stimulus bill does is that it allocates funding to existing federal programs, such as, for example, the Community Development Block Grant that is administered by HUD, the Housing and Urban Development. And once the money is appropriated by Congress, the administration is going to take that money and dole it out to agencies. And so they're going to have to decide which are the worthy projects. And we're hoping that the site is going to maybe inform them about what citizens believe are good and not so good projects.
Jerry Brito is creator of StimulusWatch.org. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.